All right, all right, all right, my luscious ones. That is my very, very terrible Matthew McConaughey impression. I am feeling much better today. I did make it down to the naughty room, which is always helpful in my road to recovery. I'm pretty sure I did have COVID because over the last 3-4 days, I lost my sense of taste and smell. Slowly, slowly coming back today. I mean, I managed to go, almost 5 whole years without getting COVID, and then randomly, I seem to have got it. Just all the symptoms and signs seem to be there as to what I had. All I have right now is I'm still congested a bit. I think I sound better. You can be the judge of that. I'm just still quite breathless and I can hear it when I record. I tried to record for you today. I have this naughty story that's been brewing in my brain, but I just sound so and not in a good way. Not in the porn star panting way. It just sounds like my breath is coming in these pants because I only have so much and I'm coughing a lot. So I'm going to leave it for tonight. I came back down to try and do it tonight. Still so breathless, it would take me hours and hours and hours on end to try and cut out all those heavy breaths in your ear. So instead, I'm leaving you this update and I hope to record tomorrow for you all. Like I say, I have a naughty story in my mind. I can give you a hint as to what it's about. I've had some, I kind of combining two requests. One was about a gym type seduction, and one was sort of a wrestling one, kind of like that. Think of those two things combined as a little bit of a teaser as what I want to get out there for you. And I've been getting messages from very curious subscribers wondering when I'm going to answer the question that I kind of hinted to at the beginning of this audio. So my last poll after my monthly update was asking who I would like to fuck more, Matthew McConaughey or Woody Harrelson. And this is just based on actual looks or attraction factor, nothing else to really base it on. And I really wish that I could just keep you in suspense and beat around the bush and not give you the answer as quickly as you need it. But that's kind of what I'm doing right now, isn't it? Kind of just teasing you, making you wait to hear who I would rather fuck, whose cock I would rather ride and suck, and whose cum I'd rather taste, and who I'd rather hear moaning when my lips were on their cock, that type of thing. Yes, I'm purposely teasing you all. You were off to a good start when the poll began. Woody Harrelson was in the lead for a while. Then it was a tie for a while. And now, if I'm not mistaken, last I checked, Matthew was winning 58-42. So somehow Matthew McConaughey ended up taking the lead of that poll. And I'd have to say, that is unfortunate, because there's definitely a clear winner in this poll, and it is not Matthew McConaughey, my luscious ones. It is Woody Harrelson, hands down. I've always been a fan of him. I've always thought he was amazingly fuckable. I like the roles he plays usually with comedies or action or thriller, just he's pretty scrumptious, so he would be the one I choose. Don't get me wrong, Matthew McConaughey has some redeeming qualities as well, and that accent of his can just melt panties from my body, but he would not be my first choice over the two of them. So I hope that helps quell your curiosity for those of you who've been itching to know my answer to that. It was really fun to see your comments and get your feedback on that one. So maybe I'll do some more posts or polls like that in future. I'm going to hang around here for a little bit longer and change the password, as I keep promising, for the Dropbox library. So check your messages to find the most updated password. Then I will get some rest and hopefully less breathlessly record something naughty for you all tomorrow. I also got some answers to some of the other questions that I posed in my monthly update, and it seems that stuff like gangbang, handjob, blowjob, most of you consider those one word, which was interesting to me, for me to learn, but I will keep that in mind. Most of you also don't stroke under the covers because you say you'll make too much of a mess, which I assumed. So I assumed correctly on that one. And lastly, this one was more of a split decision, but still more of you leaned towards the fact that the act of a blowjob doesn't necessarily have to include completing or orgasming from a blowjob. So I can call it a blowjob when I'm sucking your cock without you needing to come from me sucking your cock. Although definitely some of you seem to have the opposite opinion, but the majority of you are in line with that. As I was thinking about this and reflecting on your answers and stuff, it just kind of struck me also that, like, men have hand jobs or get hand jobs, get blow jobs, and get foot jobs, get tit jobs, get all of these things, but the equivalent to that doesn't really exist for women. Like, you can eat my pussy out, and you can finger me. I'm not saying the acts aren't there, like women get stuff done to them for sure, but there's no easy terminology as there is with men. So if you were eating my pussy out, I wouldn't think you'd have to eat it out until I came for me to consider you eating me out. So I think in the same vein, I'm good with that, and that makes sense, because I could say I love having my pussy eaten out, but that doesn't mean I always love coming on your face. Not that I wouldn't love coming on your face, but yeah, I think I know what I mean, and I think you know what I mean, but it's kind of a twofold train of thought when it comes to women. First of all, we don't have the convenience of all these easy terms for things that get done to us sexually. And second of all, I think the same rule applies as would be me saying, give you a blowjob or a handjob or what have you. It doesn't have to end in an orgasm for it to get that label. Anyways, if you have comments on that, I did make a community channel in Patreon that you can comment on some of these things and things in my monthly update going forward, so we have a place to put them. For those of you that are subscribed star supporters, unfortunately they don't have those community rooms, but I did add a channel in Discord as well where we can talk about monthly updates for subscribed star supporters and Patreon supporters who use the Discord more so than like the Patreon community channel. Hopefully that'll spark some interesting conversations. And again, thank you for being so patient and supportive of me as I fight through my first bout of COVID. Not very fun, of course. I'm sure most of you can tell me that or could have told me that firsthand, but I'm glad to be on the mend. And since I'm popping in conveniently today anyways, I want to wish a very happy birthday tomorrow to one of my long-standing supporters and subscribers and listeners, and hope you have a very, very wonderful birthday tomorrow. And of course, for anyone else out there listening who might be celebrating a birthday tomorrow, happy birthday to you as well. Hope you have a naughty night's sleep, my luscious ones. Bye for now. Lacey.